今日は寂しくないですね。
Alright, today we're going to talk about standing still. So we'll start off by reading this verse. It's from Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. So if you can read English, go ahead and read with me. Do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Right. Has anyone ever been afraid of a big dog? There was a little girl whose name, give me a girl's name. How about Megumi? What's her name? Right? So there's a little 6-year-old girl named Megumi. And to get to school every day, as she's walking, she had to go by this fence that had 4 huge dogs in front. And as she walked by, the dogs would come running to the fence and follow her down it every day. And one day, as she's walking by, the dogs came out like normal. She noticed the gate was open and they came out. What do you think she does? Do you think she stood still? Yes, no, maybe so. What'd she do? She took off running! Right, that's what you would do, and that's what I would do. She took off running!
And she
goes around the end of the fence to try and get away, and all of a sudden it's just another fence and another fence, and she's trapped. And just as she's really starting to panic and trying to take off again, she hears a voice. And he says, don't be afraid, stand still. So she's like, yeah, but I can't, I just gotta run. And again, the man says, don't be afraid, stand still. And when she stands still, what do you think the dog said? What do you think the dog said? Actually, they stopped barking and they just walked up to her and started sniffing her. And it actually kind of tickled to have 4 wet noses just going all around. And the owner came out and took his dogs and put them all back inside the fence. Now, like Megumi, Israel actually got to a point where they were almost like that. They left Egypt and God led them to a place where the Red Sea was in front of them. And when you looked left, all you could see was water. When you looked right, all you see is water. And when they looked behind, what do you think they saw? They saw the Egyptian army coming after them. And like Megumi, they're like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? Should we try and run away? Do we try and fight? Or maybe we just jump in the water and start swimming. But what do you suppose God said to them? Everybody together, because you should. What's God say? Stand still. So stand up real quick. And it's hard because there's a lot of us, but we're running away from the dogs. Lord, so stand still. And you don't want to. But the voice says, stand still. And that's what Israel did. So they stayed there, and they waited for God to do what he needed to do. Why do you suppose God led him to what seemed a dead end, though? Like, no way out. Oh, I forgot that story. Right. Place to see the salvation of the Lord. So that God would get the glory. Because if they were able to fight their way out of it, are they going to say, wow, God is so good? Or are they just going to say, wow, we're strong? So God brought them to that point so once again he could show them his might, his power, and they would end up glorifying God and giving him praise. And again, as that happened, it would once again show the Egyptians that God was the one true God. So there are times God leads us to a point like that where we just do not see why we are where we are. But if we will just stand still and listen, God will speak to us and show us the way out, or just simply deliver us. So even though you're young, this week I'm going to give you a homework assignment. I know, school doesn't start yet, but we're going to... I want you guys to get out your Bible, spend time reading 5 verses, a chapter, and listen for God. When we're quiet, he will speak to us. When we are actively listening for his voice, he will speak. And you might find out that there's a verse in the Bible that just jumps out at you and you go, I have never seen this like that. And that means so much to me. So we're going to leave the Israelites standing at the edge of the Red Sea. And I just want to encourage you guys to stand still and listen for God and watch what he can do in your life. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are good. We thank you that as we read your word, we see again and again how you deliver your people. We see that even though it looks to our eyes, there is no way out. With you, there is always a way out. And that even though it might be a hard, trying time, you are right there beside us, taking us through. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. And Lord, so I ask this week that your Spirit would speak into these children's lives. That your word would come alive to them and they would see you as the God, the one true God. Lord, I love you and thank you for being so good.
You guys are so good. Thank you, kids, and thank you, Mark and Jimmy.
ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ち
and then somebody says to stop?
難しいよね。
That's really hard, isn't it?
聞いてるのに、stop。
How are you guys doing at that? Are you, like, is that hard to do if you're afraid or when you're running away, is it hard to stop?
面白いことですね。今日、めぐみさんの話ですね。めぐみさんが小さい頃、一生懸命 犬から逃げてたことがあるんですよ。
And actually, just Mark randomly said in his, as an example that Megumi was running away from
the
girl,
あんなに小さな女の子が、でも、見たことありません。もう、あなたのオリンピック優勝する
んですよ。
今だ
ね。
本当に空中を浮いてましたね。
Like she was just like, wow, she just ran like shot from guns.
今日はですね、本当に私たちは共に神様の愛をもう一度覚えたいと思います。
So we really want to remember about the love of the Lord for a second. But before we do that, are you guys doing okay? How are you? Everybody doing okay? Are you hot or cold? Everybody okay? Okay.
で今日の賛美の中もそうです。本当に私もう一度主の前に立ちたいと思います。
So as we sang with as we worship God, we really want to come before the Lord again today.
もう一度今までのことも思い出して、これからのことも本当に神様の前で目を置きたいと思います。
So let's remember what God has done in our lives, and also set our eyes on today and what God is going to do tomorrow as well.
今までに私たちいろんな決心をして、さっきここに言っていると思うんですね。
All of us have made various points in our lives when we make decisions.
小さい時にも今もそうか、大きな夢や幻、ビジョンを持っているかもしれません。
Even when we were small, we had various dreams, or now too, we might have different dreams and visions.
夢やビジョンがありますか?
You have a dream, you have a vision.
本当に聖書の中でもありますね、若者は幻を、老人は夢を見るとありますけれども、
in the word of God in Joel it says that the young men shall see visions, and the old men will dream dreams.
We are really not giving up.
So we want the Holy Spirit to lead us as a family, as a community, and what the future should be. No one actually knows what is going to be in the future. But God Himself will lead us.
先週までですね、息子が帰ってきてました。
Until last week, our son was home visiting from Denmark.
もう息子とゆっくり話すのですね、もう7、8年ぶりぐらいですね、本当に何年も話したことなかったですっていうね。
Actually, we hadn't been able to sit down and talk with him quietly for like 6 more years.
ですから久しぶりにこう人生とかですね、夢とか話すことができました。
So we were able to just sit down and talk with him about life, talk with him about his dreams.
悩みについても話しました。
We also were able to talk about the struggles that he has and also we have in our own hearts.
でも嬉しかったことは、共に神様について信仰について話をして祈れたことがとても感謝なことでした。
But what we really praise God about is we were able to pray with him many times and be able to share faith together with him.
今人生の岐路、クロスロードに立っている人がいるかもしれませんし、またかつて多分その人生の岐路に向かったことがある人も多くいると思います。
There might be someone here today who's standing at a crossroads in your life, or I'm sure that many of you have had that experience in the past.
そういう時にですね、人生って何のためにある、意味は何だろうかって思ったことが多分あると思います。
Especially when we're at those crossroads, we start to really ask the question.What is my life for? What am I here for?
意味のあること、ないことって何か、多分考えたことがあると思います。
What is meaningful and what would not be so meaningful?
私たち覚えなくてはいけないのは、大きいことがだけが意味のあることではないんですね。
But one thing that's really important for all of us to remember is it's not just the big things that are important.
小さなことが意味があることは皆さんも経験したことはないでしょうか。
The very small things are also so important. And how about you guys? Have you had experience like that?
私たちは本当に過去の小さな小さな祝福を思い出す必要があります。
And I feel it's very important for all of us to remember the small blessings that God has poured down upon us in our past.
私は木を立って、ロスロに立って祈るとき、何を祈っているかもう一度確かめなくてはいけません。
And we have to remember in the past or in the present, when we stand at those crossroads, what are we really seeking? What is leading us?
自分の思いがなることを祈っているか、本当に神様の御心がなることを祈っているか、どっちでしょうか？
When you stand at the crossroads, are you praying for God's will or are you praying for your own desires?
多分皆さん、導いてくださいと祈るかもしれません。
Probably most of us pray, God lead me.
祝福してくださいと祈るかもしれません。
And probably most of us also say, God bless me.
でも忘れてはいけないのは、神様、私たちを用いてくださいということです。
But we also have to pray, God use me.
導いてください、用いてください、祈ってますか？
God, lead me and God, use me. Is that how you're praying?
ある人はですね、導いてください、用いてくださいというと、それは牧師とか宣教師のための祈りかと思いますが、そうではないんですね。
Some people think that the prayer of God, lead me, God, use me, is just a prayer for people in leadership.
でもこれはですね、すべて一人一人の祈りでもあるべきなんです。
But that'sAbsolutely wrong. It's not just people in leadership, but that needs to be the prayer of every single one of us.
大人でもそうです。
A prayer for young children is also the prayer for old adults.
神様は私たち一人一人をある時は大きく、ある時は小さく用いてくださいます。
There are times when God uses us in a mighty way, and there are times when God uses us in a small way.
一人一人が特別な意味を持ってこの世に私たちは送り出されているんですね。
But every single person has an important part to play, an important meaning for their life.
私たちにしかできないこと、あなたにしかできないことがあるんですね。
Something in this world that only I can do. And in the same way, there's something that only each and every single one of you can do.
私たちはするべきこと、皆さんがするべきことが備えられています。
There's something that God has prepared for us to do. Something that He's prepared me to do, and something that He's prepared you to do.
今日は旧約聖書から詩篇の37編を皆さんと読みたいと思います。
Today I want to focus on Psalm 37 with you.
その一部を今日読むんですけれども。
We're just going to read actually a part of the Psalm.
この37編は私は今まで本当に自分の人生の岐路クロスロードの時によく読んできた聖書です。
This passage is a place in the Bible that I've often read when I'm standing at a crossroads.
でもですね、昨日ちょっと妻と話してたらちょっと気まずいんですけれども、これ私結婚式の時に読んだそうなんですね。
So, I had forgotten this, but actually, When I was talking with my wife yesterday or a few days ago, she reminded me that we read this passage at our wedding.
アルファベット順に始まってる詩なんです。
So, this is written actually in a special way. It's written with the first letter like A, B, C. The first word starts with an A and then a B.
ヘブル語のアルファベット20文字があるんです。アレフからアルファベットにもあるんです。それから一つ一つが始まっている詩なんです。
So, each line begins with like the next letter of the alphabet.
他にも似たような詩があるんですけど、これは私たちが覚えやすいように、記憶しやすいように書かれた詩でもあります。
There's other psalms that are also, it's a common way of writing in Hebrew, and it was made it easier for them to memorize the psalms.
忘れないように、生きていくときに助けになるように、覚えやすいように歌われた詩でもあります。
So they didn't forget it, so it was very easy for them to recall. They wrote in this way.
まず最初の6節を読みます。
I want to read first from verse 6 with you.
ダビデの詩、悪事を図る者のことで苛立つな。不正を行う者を羨むな。彼らは草のように瞬く間に枯れる。青草のようにすぐしおれる。 主に信頼し善を行え、この地に住み信仰をかけとせよ。主に自らを委ねよ。主はあなたの心の願いを叶えてくださる。あなたの道を主に任せよ。信頼せよ。主は計らい、あなたの正しさを光のように、あなたのための裁きを真昼の光のように輝かせてくださる。
Psalm 37, I'm sorry, it's verses 1 to 6. If you read in English, please feel free to join me. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and be good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday.
皆さんどうですか？何か今、苛立ってませんか？こう、憤ってませんか？
Is there anything that you're fretting right now?
ここでは悪い人のことで憤ったり羨む必要はない、それをしなくていいと教えています。
So there's nothing that we need to be afraid of, nothing that we need to be fretting, or nothing that also that we need to be jealous of when we look at other people.
私たちは結構自分で一生懸命物事をしているときにですね、結構人のことを批判、非難、裁きやすいです。
So,It often happens when we're trying really hard that it's easy to compare ourselves with other people.
特に良いことを一生懸命してるときに悪いことをしてる人がすごく目につきます。
So it's especially easy when we're trying so hard to do something good. It's really easy to judge others and to notice that they're not doing very good.They're doing something really awful. That person is doing something bad. Why is that person doing bad stuff and yet they're really, you know, gaining a lot of money? Why is it happening?
怠けている人、ちゃんとしない人みたいな。なんであの人怠けてるの？もっとちゃんとしなきゃいけない。と私たちは裁きやすいです。
Or easy to judge in another way, seeing that person's lazy.
もし私たちが普通に悪いことをしてたんです。そんな、羨ましく思ったり、怒るようなことはないんです。
So probably, if we also were trying, you know, we weren't trying very hard, we wouldn't judge others.
でも、この詩の作者は何回も私たちの思いを向いている先を神様に向けなさいと詰めます。
But the psalmist says to set our eyes on the Lord.
そして悪い人が叫いているようにうまくいっているように見えるかもしれない。そうではない。それは終わるということを言うんですね。
It might appear that evil, wicked people are flourishing, but it's not really the case.
そして悪い人が悪いことをしていたら、結局そのことは彼らにもう一度降りかかってくる。彼ら自身が痛むんだっていうんです。
If people do something bad, something evil, eventually it will come back upon them.
ですから私たちは悪の悪に悪を報うんじゃなくて良いことをしようって言うんですね。
So if we think about that, then we can't fight evil with evil, but rather we have to turn our eyes towards good.
良いことをする、悪い人のために祈ることが私たちに求められていることでもあります。
When we see people doing bad things, we should be praying for them.
そうすることによって神様は私たちを約束の地に迎えてくださるって言うんです。
And we believe that God will change people through prayer.
3節4節5節には、主を信頼しなさい。
In verses 3, 4, and 5, it tells us to trust in the Lord. It tells us to just yield to the Lord. It tells us to even yield our own bodies to God.
主に信頼するは皆さんピンとくるかもしれませんね。
That it, you know, no, I can go with that if someone says trust the Lord.
主に委ねなさいというと皆さんどう思うでしょうか。
But how do you feel if someone says to you, you have some desire and just let go of that, yield that to God?
で、ヘブル語の言語の直訳をすると、主を喜びなさいというですね。委ねるということは。
The word yield.If you look at the Hebrew, the base of the Hebrew word, the root, it means the same thing as make the Lord joyful, make the Lord pleased.
この世の富とかそういうものを置いて喜ぶのは 求めるのは主ご自身のことを喜び求めるんだという。
So don't be seeking the wealth of this world, but rather be seeking the Lord Himself.
見えないことですもん。でも神様は導いてくださることを信じてそれを喜ぶことなんです。
Things that we can't see, when we seek those things, the Lord is pleased.
そして身を任せる、英語で言うとコミットなんですけど、身を任せるということも私たちにとっては難しいことかもしれません。
When we commit ourselves to the Lord, the Lord is pleased.
すべて自分自身の全身をそこに入れるということは難しいことかもしれません。
It's difficult to dedicate our lives to God, isn't it?
前を向いてですね、後ろ見えないんですけど、
When we are looking forward, we can't see behind us, can we?
でも神様は座れって言った時に座るのは難しいんですね。
But when God tells us to sit down, I mean, it's hard to tell if there's water on the chair, and it's hard to tell exactly where the chair is.
本当に神様の備えられた椅子に身を任せるんですね。あっちに置いて身を任せること。
It's really scary to just trust God that there's a chair.
一生懸命探してこうじゃん、もう探してやるんじゃなくて、そのまま身を任せることなんですね。
To really just dedicate your life without seeing, that's hard.
皆さん座ってる椅子があるから座ってますね。その椅子がなかったら座ってないでしょ。
You guys are all sitting in a chair. If there's not a chair, you couldn't be like floating in the air like that, right?
主に身を任せるというのは、本当に委ねるということは、もう全身をここに置くことなんですね。
So really, to trust in God, to commit ourselves to God, is the same as like trusting that the chair is going to hold us up when we sit down.
決心して委ねたとき、必ず神様は私たちを支えてくれます。
When we trust in the Lord, when we take a step believing that He is leading us, God will absolutely be there. He will receive us.
人間はそうじゃなくても、神様はいつもいてくださる。
People are there sometimes, and then sometimes they're not. But God is always there.
God is there for us always.でもですね、ちょっと私たちは誤解してしまうことがあるので、そこを少し注意したいと思います。
But there's something that many of us misunderstand, and we want to just look at that for a minute.
委ねること、任せることはですね、神様に私たちの人生を共に介入してくださること、一緒にしてくださることを、許すことでもあるんです。神様と一緒に人生を歩くことでもあるんです。
So when we yield our lives to God, God walks and stays with us.
ですからですね、こう座ったままですね、何もしないで寝てるんじゃないんですね。つい私たちは座ったまま神様すべてしたいとか、あ、もう任せたよ、あ、いいよっていうふうに思うかもしれませんけど、違うんです。私たちのやることがあります。
So maybe we think, oh, if I yield my life to God, then I can just sit down and rest and relax. I don't have to do anything. But that's a mistake. We need to also walk with God.
また、人生を諦めることではないんですね。
So,
新しい人生を始めることなんです。
When we yield our lives to God, it's not like just giving up on our lives, but it's the opposite of that. On the contrary, it's receiving a new life to walk with Him.
私たちが委ねた時に、神様は私たちに新たな心の願いを与えてくださいます。
When we truly yield our lives to God, let go and give God, then God will give us new desires in our hearts.
心の願いを神様が叶えてくださいます。
And when God gives us those desires, then God will certainly answer.
心の願いを神様のタイミングで神様のやり方で答えてください。
God, timing, way, will
皆さんは神様から与えられた心の願いがあるでしょう？ありませんか？
Some desire in your heart, is that desire from God? Do you have a desire in your heart that you know this?
神様からいただいたビジョンや幻や夢があるでしょう？ありませんか？
Vision in your heart, some passion that you know this is from God.
てもひょっとしてあこれは違う神様からじゃないとか。
But maybe there's some other desire in your heart, and you know.
もしくはですね。あまあ、これは自分じゃない、俺には無理だなんて思っていたりしませんか。
Maybe there's something that you're thinking about, and you're like, I can't. Way too much. I can't do that.
でも無理だと言っているのは、